My second poem is called The Third Heaven. And the third heaven, you recall, is that place, that spiritual state which St. Paul said he wanted to arrive at. This poem, in fact, is dated right after the hurricane and is dated August 30th, 2005. When we were living in the Chalstrom house, I realized I was going to have to go back and see what had happened to our own home, and I was very nervous about that trip. The streets were flooded nearby our house. I had to leave my car in a nearby street and walk down the street. And most of the city was very deserted at this point, very, very deserted. This area over here where I'm recording, over by UNO, in fact, I wrote another poem about. I drove over here one day, and there was not a bird nor an insect, nothing in sight, not a fly. But this is about the return to my own home and what I found there. The Third Heaven, August 30th, 2005. Because the spirit, too, knows loneliness. Disasters happen in the universe, and someone like myself, smallest of men, finds grace, a nimbus on the wall at noon. After the hurricane, I drove back home from hiding out safely inside a church. I saw downed oaks squashed across roof on roof or telephone wires. Coming down my street, I saw abandoned dogs joined in a pack, scrounging the garbage cans. I saw my house. Nothing looked different but some scattered leaves across the front walk, purple, blue, and gold. I knew I never had seen leaves before. I picked up one, the color of the sky. I held it while I opened the front door. But I was blinded. I had second sight. Inside, no lights, no water, but just sun. Everything just as God imagined it, for me to understand my human need of the material. Nothing, everything, was essential where I was staring now. Only one thing was clear. Someone was in the room. Someone larger than rooms and hurricanes. Someone who shone brighter than any sun. There was no word for this except the one familiar to us all, deliverance. What I was standing in, I would call light, but it was brighter. I had my third sight. Now, 10 years later, I still have changing sight.